There was a moment in scripture when Jesus, he had resurrected, and he actually went from different places and appeared to different ones. And in Luke 24:32, this is where I want to kick us off here. He began to talk with the different ones, and I want to read it to you. Let me get to it. Okay, so it's in Luke 24:28. And, yes, okay. And it starts off by saying, I love the title. It says, the disciples' eyes were opened. You see, when the fire comes, it's to open your eyes. It's to bring revelation. And as the fire comes and it begins to burn in you, your eyes are opened. Amen. And so I want to start here for where the Lord, he just kept speaking to me about this particular moment. And I believe he's looking for us to be his burning ones in this moment. And so it says in Luke 24:28, it says, then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broken, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? This is important. You see, this was a moment where Jesus had appeared to his disciples, and he's walking with them. He's talking with them, and they just see him as a man. You know, and they're telling him all about, you know, himself. And, you know, all of a sudden when they invite him into their home, come on, this is important. They invite him in, he stays there, and they begin to eat with them. And as he sits at the table, he begins to take bread and bless it and break it, and he gives it to them. And suddenly, come on, their eyes were open. They realized it was Jesus. It was him. And where their response is that as they walked with him, they said, wow, our hearts are burning within us as the scriptures have come alive. Because the living word, had come alive to them. And this is a word for us this morning, because the word of the Lord is not dead. I'm going to say that again for someone who didn't hear me. I said the word of the Lord is not dead. The word is alive. And when the word is released to us, we must be like in this moment that the word burns within us, that our eyes are open. But you see, what's happened in this season is that we either want a cookie cutter message that makes us feel good. We don't want to feel conviction. We don't want consecration, and we reject holiness. And so when the word comes forth, we're checking our phones, we're looking at our watches, and we're wondering how soon is this going to be over. We want an inspirational message, but God says that when my word comes, it marks you and it burns within you in the name of Jesus, that you're completely changed. Because it's when the word comes, it's as if Jesus was walking with you. And when the word came to them, and the revelation came, the Bible says their eyes were opened. You see, this burning and this fire that God says, I want to place within you, that it's when his word comes that you're marked. Amen. These disciples were marked. They were marked. They couldn't believe we were walking with him. The resurrected Savior, the resurrected King. And you see, every single day when we open up our Bible, as we open up the scriptures and we read the word of God, he himself is with us in that moment. Come on. By the power of his Holy Spirit. And he breathes on us. through the Holy Scriptures. And what should happen is that our hearts begin to burn. Our hearts begin to burn because we want more. We want more. We want more because the Word is becoming living to us. Amen. So that's how we become His burning one. The fire comes to not just burn away, not just to refine, but it comes to ignite us. And we get ignited by the Word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I get excited about the Word. And I get real excited when the Word becomes living. Come on. When I begin to walk out the Scriptures. Amen. When's the last time you walked out the Scripture? When's the last time you began to say, Lord, send a fire. Let it burn in me. Amen. Every promise in the Scripture, every prophetic word, even in the Old Testament, these were words that were sent to mark. They were sent to transform, amen, and they were sent to burn. They were sent to burn within the ones who heard it. The ones who heard it. That's why, you know, when Jesus, you know, when you think about the Sermon on the Mount and different moments when Jesus would speak, people were drawn to him, and they began to burn, and they followed him based on just the words he was speaking, not just the miracles that he was performing, but the word. You see, his word, it's alive and it's active, and I just decree and declare that the word of the Lord will begin to burn in you, sis. That will burn in you this morning. Amen. Jeremiah, he says that the word, come on, in Jeremiah 20, he says, I love in the message, it says that the words are fire in my belly. Come on. He says it's a burning in my bones. Oh, come on. Jeremiah was given an assignment to deliver a word to the people. So the Lord placed this word inside of him. And he said that this word was so powerful that it just began to burn in him. He says it was like fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't contain myself. It was burning in me. Oh, is the word burning in you, sis? When you read the word of God, do you just read it as a 15-minute devotional and say, that's enough? Or do you begin to digest it? Do you begin to eat the scroll? And then as the word hits your belly, whoa, you begin to burn. Burn. Oh, God, your word. There's something about your word. It was like last night as we were in this moment and the Lord began to prophesy over each and every one on the Zoom. Oh, my gosh, it was like fire in my belly. Oh, and has he released the word? Oh, God, the fire of the Holy Spirit began to touch. It began to touch, and it began to move. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. See, some of you have gotten a word from the Lord. And here's the thing about the prophetic. You've got to move on that word. You've got to move on the word of the Lord that was given to you. Whether it was a week ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago, when God sends his word, he says it will accomplish what it was sent to do. So I decree and declare that the word that the Lord spoke in your life, that it would burn in you. You see, a lot of times when we get a prophetic word, we see it as a foretelling. Like, okay, this is for the future. Because it could be a powerful word. And you're just like, well, this doesn't match up with my circumstances now. You know, I'm just a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, I'm in my old age, or, you know, I've got all these responsibilities. But when the Lord speaks his word, he says it will perform, come on, what I send it to death. And so the word has to begin to burn in you. You know, I remember listening to Bill Johnson out of Bethel Church, and he actually carries around in a binder every single prophetic word that's ever been spoken over his life. And he says that when the enemy tries to discourage him or shake him up, or when he feels, you know, even a spirit of depression or heaviness tries to come upon him, he opens that book and begins to read every prophetic word that was ever spoken to him. And he reads it to be reminded of the promise, but also that the word will begin to stir. Some of you have a prophetic word that was given to you. You may have recorded it. You may have had it written down. And you need to go back. You need to go back and read it and let it burn in you. I'm going to share something with you. 2 years ago when we had the very first Remnant Conference, you know, it was a very powerful, powerful time. And to God be the glory, we're getting ready to have the next one here in 2022. And I'm telling you, what God has in store for this conference, I can't even imagine it. I'm just like, wow, God, you are powerful. It's just blowing my mind what he's doing. But in the middle of the preparing for this conference, you know, it was just a lot of things, and the finances and the registration and, you know, all these different things. And, you know, it was just like, wow, God, you called me to this, but this is a lot. But what was driving me was the word. Come on. You know, people would ask me, you know, why are you doing this conference? Or they would say, who do you think you are? You know, you're not a pastor of a church. You know, you're not even you didn't go to seminary school. Like, who are you? And I would just tell them, you know, I'm a woman with a word. Come on. I'm a woman with a word, and that word is burning in me. That word is burning in me. And it was like the Lord marked me. And he says, this is your assignment in the earth. And I remember that. And I remember being discouraged. And I remember being afraid. Come on. And I just began to say, God, you sure you picked the right one? God, this is a lot. And I remember what, you know, I heard about Pastor Bill Johnson. And so I did just the same. I began to go back. I have different prophetic words that have been spoken in my life. And they're on my phone. So I went back and I began to listen. I began to listen to those words, and I began to remind it that God marked me, that God promised this, that God said from the foundation of the world, when I placed you in your mother's womb, this is what I have for you. And he said, he began to just encourage me, and I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I say yes. I say yes. And so I just want to encourage someone this morning. The word must burn in you. Because he has something for you to do in the earth. That word, I see the Lord saying, take it off the shelf, woman of God, and begin to walk in it. Begin to walk in it. It was like recently I got a word, and I was at a woman's event. You know, I just was there, and I was like, amen, bless the Lord. I mean, I just want to be here, and I just want to fellowship with the sisters. But the Lord just knocked me off my feet with the word. And as I listen to the word, I'm just reminded, keep going, Remisa. Keep going, because the where I'm sending you is exactly where I want you to be. You know, because when God gives you an assignment that's bigger than you, it can be a little like, whoa, God, this is a lot. Woe is me, amen. Woe is me. But I feel like Jeremiah. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Every time I think about what he's given me to do, I just get a fire in my belly. Amen. And so I just want to, I want to release a forerunner fire over you right now. I want to release a trailblazing fire over you right now. I just decree and declare that the word of the Lord that was spoken to you, what he told you your assignment is, I decree and declare, woman of God, that you would begin to walk in it, and that the word would become living to you, and that it would burn in you. It would burn in you. That you would be marked. You see, that's what anointing is. That's what anointing is. There's a difference between being gifted and being anointed. Come on. There's many gifted speakers. There's many gifted singers. Amen. You can't deny it. They're gifted. They're gifting in talking. They're gifting in speaking. They're gifted. They're gifted. But God says, I'm anointing you. The anointing is the fire. The Bible says that when David was anointed as king, it says that the Spirit of God rushed upon David. It was an anointing. It was an anointing. And it was a fire. And that fire that came upon David in that day, it marked him forever to be king. Even when, after that moment, he went back to the sheep, but he was marked. Oh, I need to speak to someone this morning. You might still be with the sheep, honey. You might still be on that job. You might still just be the usher in the church. But with the word that God spoke in you, you're anointed for it. He says, I've marked you with my fire. So don't just let it sit. Don't look around and say, well, maybe it's because I'm not qualified. Maybe it's because I don't have a title. Maybe it's because I didn't go to seminary school. Listen, the devil is a liar. God uses the unconventional. He uses the misfits. He uses the ones that nobody's looking at. You see, what he's doing in this hour is he's raising up his remnant. Come on. He's raising up the ones who are burning for him. You see, they're in their homes. They're in the secret place right now. And he's calling them out because he said, that's who I need to speak my word in the earth right now. Not the ones who are on the platform. Not the ones who have the mic. Because, see, they're just gifted. But he said, I anointed you. I anointed you. You are my anointed ones, my burning ones. And that's who he's calling forth right now in this hour. Woo. You see, that's what he did on the day of Pentecost. Oh, come on. You see, it wasn't enough for him to give them the assignment to go into all the earth and to give the word. He knew, I have to mark my people. He said, I have to mark them with the Holy Ghost. That's why the Holy Spirit is so vital in our lives. When the day of Pentecost came, it wasn't a one-day deal. It wasn't a one-and-done, a one-hit wonder. It wasn't so that we can talk about it and think about it and remember it and talk about it of days of old. Oh, no. The fire is still being released. Ask the prophet Joel. That's what he spoke. He said, in the last days, God is going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Do you hear me? There's a revival hitting the church right now in Jesus' name. And it's coming with fire. It's coming with fire. And those who reject the fire, those who say no to this, they won't see revival. You see, revival comes at a cost. And you see, what happened on the day of Pentecost, it says in Acts 2, it says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, this is significant. They were all on one accord. They all had one desire. Burning us, God. Think about this. They were in the upper room waiting. And this is powerful because, again, we think that it has to be the platform. It has to be the social media likes. That's who God is using. The ones with the big name. I'm telling you right now, he's using the ones that people don't even know your name. And when you step forward, they're going to say, who are you? And you're going to say, because the fire of the Lord has fully come upon me. And I am on one accord with him. Amen. I am in agreement with heaven. I am in agreement with the assignment on my life. Amen. And it says, and suddenly, come on, say that right now. Whoa. Whoa. Come on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. One sat upon each of them. You see, this fire isn't for the other person. The fire isn't for that other person. The fire's for you. The fire's for you because it's sitting upon you. Each one of them got a dose of the fire. Oh. And it says, and they were all filled. Oh, I come against the lie of the enemy that only some people can get filled with the Holy Spirit. Only some. Only a few, only anointed ones, only the special ones. Because maybe you're thinking, I don't speak in that language that I hear. But he says it's when you come under this anointing, when you come into one accord with heaven, he says that I will mark you and the fire will come upon you individually. It said the tongues that were divided, come on, they sat on top of each and every one of them. And it says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. And began to speak. This is powerful because, see, when the fire comes upon you and it's in your belly and it's like a burning, God says, open your mouth. They began to speak. Whoa, I don't know who this is for, but God says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Oh, don't be like Moses. When God told him to open his mouth to Pharaoh, his first response is, well, you know, I mean, I stutter, you know, I don't have all that, and I'm this, I'm that, you know, and oh, do you remember what I did? I'm a murderer too, you know, and then this and that and the other. And he said, you know what? Fine. Fine. I'll use your brother Aaron. Listen, I do not want God to skip over me. Oh, I want the fire. God says, open your mouth. This is the hour of a roar, woman of God. So roar. The Lion of Judah, the fire of God is inside of you. Open your mouth. He's filling your mouth. Whoa! He's filling your mouth. He's filling your mouth. Oh, I feel like somebody's getting filled right now. Open your mouth and let him fill it. Open your mouth and let him fill it. You see, listen, you don't need to be in a prayer meeting. Nobody needs to lay hands on you. But when the fire comes and it rests upon you, whoa, he just begins to fill you. But you know what you have to do? You have to come into agreement with heaven. Come into one accord with heaven and saying, Lord, fill me. Fill me. Fill me, Lord. I want to burn for you. I want to burn for you, Lord. That's why on the day of Pentecost, the disciples were marked. And it says that as soon as that happened, Peter, the denying Peter, the scared Peter, it says that he began to release a word. He began to release a word over the people. And it says, this is what he says. Listen to this. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Ooh. And it came, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on your men servants, and on your maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Come on, somebody say, and they shall prophesy. Come on, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth and beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, signs, which God did through them in your midst, as you yourselves also know him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. Come on. He let them know. He said that these people, what's happening right now, this was already spoken. This was already spoken. That word that was like fire shut up in the bones, this word is coming to pass. So they're not drunk as you suppose. They're filled. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They're filled. They're fulfilling a word. Do you not understand that when the fire comes upon you, it's a fulfillment of the word? Come on, it's a fulfillment. So, Father, I thank you for what you're releasing right now upon your daughters, upon your sons. There may be some listening later. They may be sons. In fact, the Bible calls us sons, and the whole earth is groaning for the sons to be manifested. You see, it's the fire. See, the fire marks you, and it sets you apart. And what's so powerful is that this fire marked the 12. And the Bible says they went out and begin to do the mission, begin to do the work of the Lord, the assignment he called them to. And some of them faced opposition. Many of them became martyrs. But if it wasn't for the fire, they wouldn't have gone. The fire is a go. The fire is a move. And so when the fire comes upon you, it's not for you just to sit on it. It's so that you'll be on fire. You'll be his burning ones. He told the woman at the well, he says that there will come a time, and the time is now, that my true worshipers will worship me in spirit and in truth. Are you a burning one? Are you burning with the word from the Lord? Are you crying out, God, consume me with your fire? Burn in me, God. Doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. Let that be the cry of your heart. Father, burn in me. In the very word and the very promise that you placed inside of me, set me ablaze. Set me ablaze, God, that I become a fire starter. That wherever I go, whoever's near me, come on, feel the fire and be ignited as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, and I give you glory. I give you glory. We are your burning one. We are your burning one. In Jesus. In Jesus.